This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Corn is trading higher today and is so far on track for a small gain on the week. Support has come from an uptick in exports as well as some weather concerns in Brazil. On February 15th, the USDA will hold its Ag Outlook meeting, and many analysts are expecting a decline in planted corn acres for 24-25, with one firm projecting 1.6 million acres fewer from last year. Brazil's first crop corn production was estimated lower due to fewer planted acres, and now weather is a concern for the second crop corn. Some analysts are forecasting total production at 115 million metric tons, which is below the USDA's last estimate of 127. Overnight, South Korea bought 136,000 metric tons of corn, which is expected to be sourced from the U.S., South America, or South Africa. U.S. corn has become competitive with other global offers. Soybeans are trading mixed after trending higher following last Thursday's low. Futures were significantly oversold, and the short-term drier forecast for Brazil and Argentina may have added support. Soybean meal is higher for the second day in a row, but has been trending lower, while soybean oil is lower despite gains in crude oil. Crush margins have narrowed recently, but remain profitable. Private analysts are still predicting that the USDA's last estimate for Brazilian production is too high at 157 million metric tons, with most guesses between 149 and 154. While weather has improved, the 14-day forecast is drier. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, March corn up 5 even at 451 and a half. March soybeans up 5 and a half at 1245 even. March soybean meal up $3 at $3.6410. Soybean oil down 38 cents at $47.83. On the Merck, February live cattle up 67 cents at $175.32. March feeders up 85 at $234.50. February lean hogs up 37 cents at $73.67. Those are your midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.